T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We talk now some more Packers and football in general, for that matter, with our good buddy from Fox Sports analyst and the NFL analyst for Fox Sports, Charles Davis, joining us here. Charles, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing extremely well. Again, you are the voice of Madden, by the way. I was told to ask you about that.
Yeah, fortunate enough to... We'll be starting our 5th year together, myself and Brandon Godden, who handles the play-by-play aspect of it. We start that in August when we go back to work to put together the game for Madden 21. So we're really excited about that. Still can't believe that we're part of that franchise.
Yeah, I know. Do you get the game and play it yourself just to hear yourself talk?
I'm a lousy player, and the last thing I need to do is to hear this voice one more time. So I hear enough about it from other people, but people have also discovered the mute button works as well.
There you go.
It works both ways.
Hey, got to ask you, yesterday, it was to some it was surprising. To me, it was kind of like, okay, I get it. The move was more a monetary move, and they believe they have depth. But the Packers getting rid of an all-pro defensive lineman, did that surprise you?
It did, mainly because a lot of these things surprise me as we're this close to camp or we're at the beginning of camp. You know, Mason Foster getting cut as he did by Washington on the eve of camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those sorts of moves, because you just figure that stuff's going to be done, you know, well ahead of that. And so you have a roster set going in, but other things kick in. But I understand, as you pointed out, monetary reasons, you know, age always kicks in on that. And then they're counting on some guys that they've, you know, some that have been around, and one in particular that just got drafted that they expect to step in and play well. But Mike Daniels did a heck of a job for Green Bay. I mean, a heck of a job for a long time. And, you know, his presence will be missed, especially at the beginning.
Do you look at the Green Bay Pack? Now, the Packers have missed the playoffs the last couple of years. Matt LaFleur now coming in and taking over. We don't know. I don't know what to expect. I mean, do you have an expectation of Green Bay? Let me start out there.
Well, I think that their division got better while they missed the playoffs the last 2 years. You know, and that doesn't make things easy. Because in the past, when they've been challenged, you know, Green Bay's been on a pretty good run for a while, where year in, year out, they're the team, right? So when they have been challenged or bumped off their top spot, that team hasn't sustained very long, has it? Chicago had that little run, ended mm-hmm. up in the Super Bowl. But then Green Bay beat them in the championship game 1 year. But all in all, that was, you know, they came and they went away, didn't they?
Yep.
Detroit, well, you know, Detroit, it's been a struggle along the way. Minnesota, a couple pockets there, but didn't really stay. Now, they've been there the last few years. The interesting thing was they fell off last year as well. So I think it's a three-team deal until Detroit proves that they can be consistent. And right now, to me, Chicago, Minnesota, Green Bay, I think any of those three could end up winning this crown by the time it's over. Going into it, you have to go with Chicago because of youth, what the coach did last year, a young quarterback you're expecting to ascend. And Minnesota is so interesting because I don't think any of us saw that kind of a drop last year, especially after they picked up the quarterback. Now all the pressure shifts to him,
right?
Even though that might not be fair, but it all shifts to him. That's $84 million. The previous quarterback, we called him a journeyman. He took us to the NFC Championship game. You couldn't even get us in the playoffs. Not all on him, but his $84 million in quarterback, yeah, it is on him.
Right.
So that's what you get to. Plus, let's remember where we were week two last year in Green Bay. We had some crazy calls with Clay Matthews, and we had a Vikings kicker who couldn't make a field goal, who had been drafted. Remember? He was supposed to solve that issue for them. They end up in a tie. Later on, he gets cut, finishes the year in Oakland, and kicks very well for Oakland. But that's a fifth-round pick that they wasted on a kicker, which is why you hear people say, forget running backs. Anyone who drafts a kicker is nuts.
The well, kicking also became the issue, obviously, for the Chicago Bears too, because they ended up blowing out, you know, Cody Parkey, and they ended up bringing in two new guys, and they're trying to fix that situation as well. Who's the best balanced team in the division, in your opinion?
Kickers aside, I think Chicago is, because it's going to be fun to watch what their defense does, minus Vic Fangio. And, Bill, you know what it's like trying to find the right voices for your team and what's going to motivate them. They've had Vic come at them in a certain way for a while now. I think the worst move teams make is if you bring in a very similar person who's not exactly that guy. I think in this case they did a really nice job because Chuck Pagano is accomplished, but his personality is different. And I think he will be respected from the day he walked in the door, because he did win in Indianapolis before everything, you know, the bottom fell out. He does have a nice track record in the NFL as a coordinator, and his personality is different enough from Vic's that the voice will be heard, I think, early. I don't think that they're going to shun the message, and that's why I still think Chicago is the most balanced team that they have. We shall see how it goes as time goes forward. But Minnesota... It's all on Zim now, because Zim hired an OC last year, John DeFilippo, and fired him. How you hire a guy and then he doesn't fit what you're doing is a weird one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that suggests to me there's more to that story than maybe what meets the eye.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
You know, because you hired him. So you hired him for a specific reason. Then during the season, all of a sudden, he's not doing what you want, or that's not what you expected. Something doesn't really jibe. And I think usually that means on both sides. Typically, but that was a weird one. But now I think it's all on Zim. And why I say that is he's very Hippocratic oath to me. First, do no harm to my defense. And I think that's how they're going to run offense this year with Kevin Stefanski.
The Packers with the familiarity with Aaron Rodgers. First of all, a very tumultuous offseason. Articles being written about the team, a lot of things being exposed, the curtain being pulled back. Where you, what you believe...
Real deep dive on Aaron, right? Aaron was on the couch all offseason, wasn't he?
By
a number of us media people. So.
Yep. I completely agree. I found it interesting when I was down at Super Bowl. There was quite a few coaches that I had a chance to talk to that were milling around down there, and it was almost split. There were some that said, you know what, it's a Hall of Famer. You take your shot with that guy. I would take that team in a heartbeat. And there were others that were saying, I don't want to get anywhere near that because they just it seems like it's become so contentious. So let me ask you, with everything that's gone on, how do you think, because I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to come out with a huge chip on his shoulder and try to show the world that he's still got it. Do you get that same sense?
I do, but I don't know that it's as much a chip on Aaron's shoulder as Aaron's going to say, this is who I've been. You guys just haven't figured it out. You know, my experiences with Aaron have always been very positive. I go back to college with him because I was calling games on Turner when Aaron was at Cal. So to be able to see the evolution of it that way without me, and remember, everyone wants to say we know people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get it on the table so we have no misconceptions here. I know as much about Aaron as he's allowed me to know.
That's a great statement because that's exactly dead on.
All right, so for everyone, I know Aaron, I've been around Aaron, that's fine. But for most of us who are people covering the game, covering the team or what have you, we know what Aaron's allowed us to know, and that's it, and that's fine. That works for me. My sense is if you're going to be with Aaron, you got to meet him on his level intellectually. Otherwise, you're going to have a hard time because Aaron is a very smart, intelligent man.
Right.
And he's not going to suffer very many fools gladly. He's not going to want to do all the small talk, chit-chat stuff. It's what are we trying to accomplish? How are we going to accomplish it? And when he hits you with the, you know, when we all had kids when they were 3 years old, and it was why? But you better have some good answers because he's got a definite way if he wants to do things too. And that's why I'm getting a kick out of this Audible thing that we are covering. I say we're the media. We're part of it, you know. Matt LaFleur has a way he does things and with his system that he's explaining to Aaron. Aaron has a way of doing things, and he wants to know if he's going to have the freedom to do some of those things as well. Bill, without being in a single meeting with them, without a single conversation, I think what it'll boil down to is something pretty simple, is that Matt's going to have his system. He's going to ask Aaron to run it. What Aaron's going to ask is, with my years in this league and experience and knowing this team, et cetera, if I really see something that I think we can get into and get something better, can I blow off the audible system and get to my own?
I would assume as long as it doesn't become habitual, and then
right.
I that's where they're going to meet in the middle. I completely agree with you.
That's where I think they meet.
Right.
Now you've got a good intellectual discussion about it, one that's rooted in fact from both sides and why they're doing it. And if one side respects the other, why wouldn't you want Aaron Rodgers to say, you know, I know what we were in, but, you know, 3 years ago I saw that same look, and wham, this is how we can hit him. Why wouldn't you want him to get to
right.
that?
No, I get
it. And then at the same time, if you're Matt, Aaron, that's four audibles on this one drive. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Charles, you know, and I think they'll meet in the middle there. Really
Charles, do. It is always a pleasure. I certainly appreciate it. I'm going to pick your brain more throughout the rest of the season, but I look forward to seeing you up at Lambeau Field as well. Okay, pal?
Look forward to it. You take care of yourself, Bill.
Hey, I will. Hey, by the way, you're here as part of X-Tech Pads as well. They keep getting bigger and better. I keep seeing Bob stuff all over the internet and all over social media. So I know if they use the code COACH right now at xtechpads.com, they get 10% off, correct?
They certainly do, and that's what you have to use. And they're no longer a novelty thing, Bill. They are the number one pad the NFL has voted by the players going into 2019. So if you want the best shoulder pad, you better get the X-Tech one.
That's fantastic. Charles, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Take care now. Be good.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. Charles Davis joining us for a couple of minutes for X-Tech Pads. They bring him to us. Go to X-Tech, X-T-E-C-H-Pads.com. Type in the promo code COACH, and you get 10% off of your pad order. And Charles Davis is fantastic. Love breaking it down with him, and I think he's absolutely right. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.